I'm Rachel McAlpine, and I'm going to read a poem about one of the special delights of reading. Reading a paper book. Your eye skips down the center of a paper page like a pebble over water. You can see what lies ahead until you stop mid-hop on an island that unfurls, an island that you nearly missed. A sentence like no other, for shores and chiaroscuro and transitions. Stand on it, handle it, give it a kiss. Every sentence in the world is made of beads in boats. You're startled by the sweetness of this, the only time you'll read it for the first time. Seeing how it nearly rhymes and buttons like a pearl to a paragraph. That sentence is a sign you will forget, and yet you plunge like a glutton now into the book. I think you know this feeling. The experience really, it's something that needs its own special word, you know, like, oh, maybe litfizz? Litfizz, would that do? You're reading away quite fast and your eyes skating down the middle of the page, or maybe hopping from phrase to phrase, taking it all in, when suddenly, boom, you stop short at a particularly amazing sentence. Beautifully formed like no other. The structure is perfect. Maybe it's a sentence that builds up and up, or maybe it bounces back and forth. Maybe it's a lit fuse. The meaning is profound or beautiful or shocking or whatever it is. It seems to be 100% original. It might even seem a bit ordinary until a certain phrase leaps out and changes everything. You sort of, I don't know, enter the writer's mind, and you slide along word by word. And anyway, whatever, this sentence seems to be almost three-dimensional. Stands upright on the page like, well, like an island. This beautiful sentence is a gift. The first time I remember consciously feeling, this litfizz or whatever it should be called, I think was with Janet Frame. Certainly in her novels, and also in her poems, where every word is deposited in your lap as a personal treasure. Sometimes it's a very, very long sentence, the kind of sentence that I tell everybody they must not write if they want somebody to understand it. In the hands of a master, like Janet Frame, for example, or Proust, instead of getting all confused and annoyed by a long sentence, you just, well, I just go with it and go with it. How can this be? How can this be? It's a wonder. It also happens in poems, of course, this feeling. Sometimes in poetry that it, particularly condensed, the feeling is it's almost too much. It's like you're having a 10-course degustation menu. Very rich and a bit too long, maybe. I've only ever had this feeling with a paper book, as far as I'm aware. There might be a reason for that, or maybe it's just a coincidence. Anyway, when poems are read aloud, like I'm about to do, you do not get this feeling, this litfizz. You get plenty of other things, but you never get this moment of visual astonishment. Anyway, never mind that. Let me read this poem to you one more time. Reading a paper book. Your eye skips down the center of a paper page like a pebble over water. You can see what lies ahead until you stop mid-hop on an island that unfurls, an island that you nearly missed, a sentence like no other, for shores and chiaroscuro and transitions. Stand on it. Handle it. Give it a kiss. Every sentence in the world is made of beads in boats. You are startled by the sweetness of this, the only time you'll read it for the first time, seeing how it nearly rhymes and buttons like a pearl to a paragraph. That sentence is a sign you will forget, and yet you plunge like a glisten now into the book. Thanks for listening. I'm Rachel McAlpine, and reading a paper book is from my new collection, How to Be Old, there it is, from the Cuba Press. Bye now.